In this bulletin, US authorities say they'd like to speak to Britain's Prince Andrew after the arrest of an associate of pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. New Closing the Gap targets for Indigenous Australians could be worked out today. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic returns a negative coronavirus test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Lee. Investigators in the United States say they would like to talk to Britain's Prince Andrew after the arrest of a British socialite connected with pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell lived with Epstein for years and was his frequent travel companion around the world. She's accused of participating in the sexual abuse of girls as young as 14. She's been arrested on those charges, as well as charges related to facilitating Epstein's abuse by helping him recruit and groom them. Her indictment also includes two counts of perjury. Andrew is a known associate of Epstein, who died in jail last year. The acting US attorney for the Southern District of New York is Audrey Strauss. She says authorities would welcome a statement from Andrew.
I'm not going to comment on anyone's status in this investigation, but I will say that we would welcome Prince Andrew coming in to talk with us. We would like to have the benefit of his statement.
Indigenous leaders and state and federal governments are hoping to reach a deal on new targets to improve the health, education, and job prospects of Indigenous people. The Joint Council on Closing the Gap will meet today. It's comprised of the Coalition of Peak Indigenous Organisations, the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister, and his state and territory counterparts. One new target is understood to be lowering the rate of incarceration of Indigenous people to that of non-Indigenous people by 2093. There has been debate in both the council and the community on the lack of ambition in some targets and the low rate of achieving them. More than 1,000 officers have been recruited to the 36 Melbourne suburbs that are in lockdown again. Stage 3 restrictions are being reinforced in areas such as Kings Park, Water Gardens, Broadmeadows, Fawkner and Ascot. Residents must follow stay-at-home orders until at least the 29th of July. They are unable to leave the house except for work or school, daily exercise, care or caregiving, or to get food and other essentials. Victorian Police Minister Lisa Neville says anyone caught breaking the rules can face a hefty fine.
Police each and every day will come in contact with thousands of people in those communities and will be checking that those people are doing the right thing, following the stay-at-home directions, and not attempting to breach those rules.
China is urging Australia to stop interfering in its internal affairs. It comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison indicated Australia is considering offering a safe haven to Hong Kong residents endangered by the new national security laws imposed by China. Western leaders have widely criticised the legislation as draconian, and recently the British government opened a path to citizenship for millions of Hong Kong residents. China's Foreign Ministry spokesman, Zhao Lijiang, is warning against any country getting involved.
Any power or situation cannot shake the resolve that China has in safeguarding the country's sovereignty and safety, in safeguarding Hong Kong's prosperity and stability. Anyone who attempts vainly to use Hong Kong to harm China's sovereignty, safety and development will not prevail.
To sport, world tennis number one Novak Djokovic has returned a negative coronavirus test after previously being infected. The Serbian tennis player and his wife Jelena contracted COVID-19 during the Adria Tour exhibition he recently organised in Belgrade and Zadar. The series was cancelled following an outbreak of the virus among players and coaches. Djokovic was criticised for organising the series as the rest of the tennis world was in lockdown. Djokovic's team says he and his wife never displayed any symptoms and have spent the last 10 days in isolation. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 20. Adelaide, showers clearing 15 degrees. Melbourne, showers and 12. Hobart, shower or 2, 10. Canberra, early frost, possible late shower, 11. Wollongong sunny and 16, Sydney similar conditions and 18, Newcastle partly cloudy 19, Brisbane sunny and 25, Cairns partly cloudy 26, and Darwin sunny 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.